It's the Villains Talk Show in the middle of a heat wave. Woo-hoo! Hello and welcome to the Villains Talk Show. I am one of your hosts, C4. Actually, beside me,
wait, where
is the Grease Goblin? What is this madness? It's reality coming to our face.
Wait, what?
Also, always, as always, joined by Sarah Vike and Insaniac. Hopefully, Sir Jeremy joins us today. But hello and welcome. How is everyone today? It's hot. Did you know we're hotter than the goddamn Gobi Desert in Canada? It's great. It's fantastic. It's fucking fantastic.
It's so nice.
Oh, it's so good. I sweat more than this man to the my right.
Where?
Left. Left. I guess it's left. Stage left. C4, stage left.
Okay. Not everyone knows their left.
We're all good.
Anyway, today we are talking. Well, it's the end of the season. You know, we decided that because we if you're listening to this, then episodes have come out all summer. If you're watching this live, then we've done this for 10 months. So we're ending the season because Sarah has to go to camp. So we're basically doing a final wrap up, and then if you're listening to it on the podcast, there'll be no stoppage because next week will be season two. If you're watching this live, then all summer our plan is to turn the Wednesdays into the second part of our two shots. So without Sarah, we're just going to do basically a two shot rolling week, Sundays and Wednesdays, just so we keep up some sort of content coming for everyone who watches us so they don't get bored over the summer. But yeah. Oh, that's really the plan. It's the plan, Stan.
We do stuff and talk about things.
I mean, that's all we do.
Stan was bad at plans.
So reality is we had kind of a topic. Like, it was the idea that we were thinking, like, maybe we talk about, like, introduction to Dungeons & Dragons. But at the same time, we're thinking maybe save that for season two because almost everyone does that. Like, really think about it. Like, XP to level 3 has an intro to Dungeons & Dragons. That one girl, Demora's Die, that girl, she does it. I mean, Matt Mercer does it.
Critical Role has one.
Isn't he the same thing as Critical Role?
They are, as well as he's also, they're separate as well.
Hmm. And also, something else to look forward to is I'm looking at, I own a restaurant, and I have a space that we don't use. And I've been looking at installing a radio system because we have internet in there. And I was going to start paying myself, in other words, deducting from my own rent or subsidizing my own rent with my pay because everyone can meet back. I was going to actually basically turn it into a podcast space. So yay! We might actually have a place to play our two shots, and we might actually have Insaniac on an actual screen from across the great nation of Canada. Which
that would be so great.
Yeah, no, I've been tossing this idea around for a while, so lots of improvements coming for the next
this podcast.
I hope so. I mean, you know, but yeah, I mean, we have people watching. If anyone has any questions for us, now's the time, because I mean, well, let's look past the past year. I mean, What's really taken our eye? I mean, we talked about aliens. We had multiple times. Yeah, we had that one guy on. That was crazy. That was insane. I like, just so we're clear, everyone who's watching, I like to respect everyone's opinion. That is the goal of this podcast: respect everyone's opinion. That was the hardest thing of my life. I have some crazy ideas, but that was hard. And it was, if you watch the YouTube video, you can see like the first 10 minutes of my, I, cause we don't talk to our guests beforehand. We never, and eventually I was able to, I even warned you, man.
Some information I'd heard about myself. There's some of it had some truth. Some of it was a little pointed out there. I'll be honest. So, but
I think all of it was 100% accurate.
Don't go that deep. Never go that deep, guys.
Never go that deep.
It's you're better off not knowing.
Mm. Right? And
you find out Russians have puppets that make dogs with silk underwear.
Yeah. That's you didn't know that?
Goes. Dude, some of the, like, most... So, some of the deep lore I've heard is, like, there's a cult that makes video games. Actually, Game Theory recently covered them. I've known about them for a while. But they're, like, this cult that's about... It's a suicide cult. But they make video games, and you complete the video games. And if you do, like, certain... If you do certain achievements or something... You unlock different, like, the cult, and, like, they'll there's messages in the game that make you want... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. The blue whale game. It's insane.
That the whole game is, at the end, is you draw a blue whale into your arm with an action.
Yeah!
Yeah.
That's not good.
It was a game that was on
webcast with kids. That sounds like kids. Sense. That sounds like kids.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there's
you
that,
stupid kids.
Pasta as well.
Carving with whales Mobius. Into your arms.
Yeah, Mobius. That's the game. A game from the 90s that, like, from the arcade days, where FBI took it after a little while, like every other week.
Oh, the Mobius machine.
Yeah. That.
But no one knows if that's actually real.
Yeah, but that's still pretty accurate, too. It could be very real.
Mobius.
Yeah, that's a form of media, right?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, do you believe the Mobius machine was real?
It could be, yeah.
I mean, I know the likeness does. I know the likeness does. The likeness believes that's real, and that's really hard to deny. Like, something we push on this show. You know, we never talked about it, and I'm still not going to tell you anything about it, but justlikeness.com. The likeness, we've all met the likeness. They are real, and they're one of the, like, I kid you not, on the other side of my computer, what I'm staring at when people look at me, if I can bring this in, is the likeness. He sits in front of my computer and stares at me, and that's what I stare at, like. And I've actually been approached recently by the likeness. They want to do my intro, our intro.
Oh, really?
They recently asked me that maybe I could make a script that they could then. So now, and then that would be the first update. Would be. Oh man, and we've been discussing some new art because all the art is this guy, and except the two shot Sunday picture that was in Zaniac. So, like, the reason why some of it's so cringe is right here. I'll take all that blame.
Yeah, usually
Jeremy's 5 minutes away.
YouTube stuff. See, so better programs, but trials run out. Nowadays, they don't let you buy a program.
Yeah.
We're going to rename this episode Behind the Scenes. That's what we're going to call it. Behind the screens, yes, yes, behind.
My screen is the wall, so not very exciting.
Oh man, I wish I had a second camera so I could show you guys, like, show everyone my setup. I mean, if you've watched this show long enough or go back into the YouTube, you can see the evolution of my setup.
Mine is definitely gonna get better.
It's
I can't wait to get my green screen up. That's
good. Oh man. Oh, then we could actually, we took a bunch of green screen pictures of Insaniac that we've been meaning to put up as backgrounds, and we still haven't got it done.
I could
be a perfect game show host. Pictures, you know, poses and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I need to bring that guest Standrew on.
That's the Standrew.
Standrew got slightly lost when Jeremy moved.
He's at
his brother might have him. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's in his truck.
He's somewhere on the road. Start taking pictures across the nation with Standrew, just partying across the world.
You mean Flat Standrew?
That'd be actually hilarious.
John, remember when we had to take Stander to Jeremy's and you had to lie underneath it in the car?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
I won't totally spoil it, but what Stander is for something we were doing, Insania sent us a few pictures of him in a suit, and I got a giant 7x5 printout. like made out of the things you make out of trifolds. And I got one of them done, but it was cheap and I could get a bunch done. And we could have a bunch of Standers behind us.
Everyone gets a Stander.
Oh my god.
Every time you need to have a laugh turn or something, you just take two pictures of a bunch of Standers. Emily for someone for the summer.
I'll send you the price. It's Staples. Yeah. I went to Staples.
Okay.
Business Depot. The right depot.
Yeah.
I can't believe you didn't cut
it.
If I could do that.
Have you seen my ability to cut? I'll show you.
I must have a rip.
The point is bad. You know what? I could spend an hour looking for something that's bad.
Bad.
Exactly. Unsteady hands. I could never be a surgeon. Don't. I'm not gonna lie. I could never be a surgeon. How do I cook food? You've seen my cuts.
I've seen better. Yeah.
We'll leave it at that.
How many fingers have you lost now?
So under knife skills, it's just more.
I've let's just say my employees don't let me cut vegetables. Just throwing that out there. It's not that I don't want to. It's not that I don't try. It's I do, and then usually one of them comes over and says, "I'll finish," and I'm like, "But no, C4, go take out the garbage." Okay.
That is very accurate.
It's so true.
You should see me with scissors. I'm left-handed. And even though scissors these days work for people who are left-handed, not well. So everything was getting gross.
The fuck is left-handed scissors? Why wouldn't...
Yeah, they have left-handed scissors.
I need to get left-handed scissors, but they're like $10 for a pair of scissors. And it's like, what?
That's the normal price for a pair of scissors.
Thank you! Sorry I yelled that, but that's my question. What's the fucking difference?
It's the side that the blades are on.
What?
Yeah, it's the way that the blades are on.
What?
In the center?
Ambidextric scissors? Like scissors with like two blades on two sides? All right, I have scissors right here. Our scissors right here.
What's the difference as to whether or not you can see what you're cutting?
Okay, so if you look.
So if I put them on my left hand, it looks the same.
It doesn't.
It does not.
Because this is your lead. The top, on your right hand, the top part is your lead. So on the bottom.
You know what? I'm going to cut a piece of paper right now with my scissors in my left hand.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever had problems seeing what I'm cutting.
Nice. Right-handed.
I've used scissors on both sides of my
no problem.
Hands. Yeah, but it's the lead. It's how you cut. Like if you're cutting longer.
Okay. Yeah, sorry, I just said that poorly.
And then the hole is also bigger on one side.
But
that's why you make them like equal distance, so they're the same size on both.
You would think, but that's not how that works.
You're telling me that's not equal. You're telling me that's not equal on either side. Equal. I am so distraught by this. Are you serious?
Sarah's are much nicer.
That doesn't make any goddamn sense.
No, okay. They're literally the same.
They're not.
I think Sarah is having a first world problem.
No.
I think you have a very first world problem there, Sarah.
That's true.
we have a whole episode about that. Scissors in the left hand. They're not for two hands.
I mean, it actually makes a difference. I promise you.
You know, Sarah, there's a lot of things that you've said and you promised me, and I would definitely back you on, but this is some shaky ground.
None of you are qualified to speak on it.
You don't know that.
You know what? I'm gonna call my mom. Right? I could. You know what? If I had half my, I'd call my mom. She's left-handed. I could
call my dad. He's left-handed.
I think that's biased.
No. I think you should call your mom. See what she says.
The difference is that when you guys use scissors in your right hands, it closes so that you can see exactly where the line you're cutting is, and you can follow right along it. But if you use your left hand, it closes so that that's on the side, away from your eyes, away from your face. So you're actually, the actual blade that's cutting it is here on the opposite side.
I've never noticed the difference.
I have.
I've used my left hand and never.
You know what? I'm gonna say maybe it's my right-handed privilege.
Yes. You know what's worse though than scissors is rulers.
Yeah. Rulers are backwards if you're left-handed rulers.
Yeah, I can see rulers, but
like
scissors.
No, it's like saying,
can I get a left-handed knife?
Like, I have a left-handed knife.
Don't matter.
I have a left-handed knife. It's meant for cutting fish from your left hand.
Don't try to support this. I was kidding.
I gave up.
It's actually such a nice knife.
Too. There's so much. A left-handed knife.
Yeah.
Excuse me while I grab my left-handed socks.
I've made the interior.
It would
be surprised.
Are you, like...
Just because the side that, like...
That's like asking for a left-handed wrench, sir.
Left-handed screwdriver!
That's the best part. There are left-handed.
I need my left-handed screwdriver. This isn't gonna work.
What about your left-handed mug?
My left-handed socket wrench.
I would love a left-handed mug.
What?
Left-handed guitar. Guitars are a thing.
Well, yeah, left-handed guitar because you string them backwards. But then you just string them backwards.
You just restring them.
Only a bass guitar you can do that. You can't really do that with
acoustic guitars work too. Depending on the shape.
No, because look at the frets. Do we have to grab my acoustic guitar?
It depends on the shape.
Oh yeah. Oh, something else. I have seen comments about the guitars in my background. I do not play either of them. I know how. I do not play them very often. I'm the worst at playing guitar.
Just a little better.
I actually play my didgeridoo more, which is a real didgeridoo from Australia, which is always off screen, which is too bad. Oh, it's actually Oh god, do I actually
reach around and grab this thing?
Oh yeah, you reach around.
You're just jealous.
All right.
Jealous. I want a didgeridoo.
This thing is a didgeridoo, and it is 100% real. And the bottom is actually a tree. See, it's a hollowed out tree. Got it from Australia. Painted by the actual people from there, the Aborigines.
People from there.
I forgot about the name for a second, so I had to make sure I got the right one. Yes, let me get this out of your face.
I was trying to be in screen with the didgeridoo.
You want to put that back? Yeah, thanks. Just careful. It makes noise when it thing's a giant piece of heavy wood.
I would hope it makes noise.
I'll tell you what.
But if it were to fall while you weren't here, would it make a sound?
Oh, yeah. Trust me, because my downstairs neighbor would let me know.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they still haven't gotten mad at me for some of these podcasts that go to like 2 in the morning and I'm screaming. I'm still shocked.
Maybe you should stop screaming.
Nah, that's the best part.
I was gonna say, with my didgeridoo, one of my favorite things to do, other than just play it when I can, is every so often I'll see the dirtiest hippie with a machine made didgeridoo, and they're playing it. And so I'll go home and grab mine and bring mine out. I'll be like, "Oh, where'd you get yours?" They'd be like, "The music shop." Oh man, I got mine made for me by some Aborigines in northeast Australia. Spent about 2 months with them. This is what they gave me. Just jaw dropped. That's pretty cool. Oh, the things I do just to give myself at least a little bit.
You mean just to be petty?
Just to be, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The best thing is you would think that I wouldn't be thinking about this while this is happening and I'm getting the didgeridoo made for me, but this was like number one thing in my mind at the time. I can't wait to do this. Fair enough.
I mean, I probably would make it on those,
yeah.
Right?
My brother has a little one that our uncle brought him years ago. But...
A little one?
Yeah.
Is it the same uncle that was on?
Yeah.
They're not related.
Oh, they are?
No.
Oh, you're right.
No.
Oh,
man, oh, that's right. No. Good job. Slow clap for the Green Goblin.
I'm here for that episode. I don't know the rules.
Yes, the
weather
is very nice.
Oh, dude, we're hotter than the Gobi Desert. It's hotter in Canada than it is in the goddamn hottest deserts on the planet.
This isn't even the hottest part.
Oh, you wait. It's coming in 2 weeks to you. And I can't wait for that humid, permeating heat. And then we're going to see you on the two shots, and you're going to be sweat. Just a ball of sweat. And
I really do.
You're so lucky.
Right now it is 27 degrees at 11:30 p.m.
Yeah, mine says, my computer down here says, yeah, 26.
I have 33 on my phone.
Man, this is so great. I love it. I love heat. I've always wanted to live nowhere near an ocean and in like Mexican heat. That's why I live in Canada, for the heat.
What else have you lived in Canada for? Free healthcare? Huh.
The free healthcare. Hey, you never know, right?
Yeah.
I did spend like an hour and a half in a lake today. That was nice.
Oh, yeah. So, like, something we didn't... Like, tell us about where you're going to be spending the next 2 months. We talked about it, kind of. Like, we built the camp, but... We never actually discussed what this camp looks like.
So it's a really little camp. It's in sort of the foothills. So it's not in the mountains, but it is sort of in that general area. So it's usually cooler, but today it was 34 degrees in the shade. But it's just a cute little camp. It's got seven little cabins all in a row. It's in the middle of a forest. There's a like a little circle road. There's a bathhouse in the middle. There's a great big hall with a kitchen and dining space and all that, and a little lake. And
is there like a little wood fence that says like "Welcome to Camp"?
No.
Oh damn it! So fucking close.
But we do have a mud pit, so we jump in the mud once a week. Pretty great.
Did anyone else, like, picture her literally describe Camp Crystal Lake?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, literally. Like, to a T. Seven little cabins, a dining hall.
It's actually, as
you
explained it, I'm like,
this sounds really familiar. Yeah, she literally, like, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, that's actually exactly the size of Camp Crystal Lake. All she's missing is the little wood fence. It says, "Welcome to Camp."
That can be arranged.
Hello.
Sarah. Wait, you've never seen Friday? From Friday the 13th. Jason?
Jason
Voorhees. Oh! Out of the night. Hello, Mr. Sir Jeremy.
Mr. Sir.
Welcome to welcome to our behind the screens end of season one episode. Yeah. I mean, we've like this is episode number 70, so I mean it makes sense. Well, 70. This will be 70.
Oh, we missed episode 69.
69 was last episode. I was not going to tell you. So this is episode 70. So yeah, no, this is behind the screens, and then yeah, to catch you up, we're gonna like, because we have episodes lined up all summer, then we're gonna just restart the season. Podcast won't know, but. Because this will be like right before season two starts, but everyone watching knows that this is the time to ask us stuff like behind the screen. I'm gonna add a graphic. I swear. Pretty much. We're just talking about different episodes we've had.
What is 2 + 2?
22.
Perfect.
Man, did anyone watch that video? Like,
I didn't finish it.
It's worth it.
It's so, Sarah, it is so triggering, but the end is so satisfying.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Except if she did it right, she should have said the answer is 2,000,000.
Yeah.
Is what she should have said.
Oh, yeah.
So there, it's this idea. Okay, so the video, we might as well talk about it. So this teacher is great. The premise is a grade one teacher tells this boy in grade one that 2 + 2 does not equal 22. And he says she's wrong. The parents come in. She says 2 + 2 does not equal 22. It equals 4. The parents slap the teacher, call her the worst teacher, and just start bickering her. Okay, they go to the principal. Principal comes. She tells the principal it equals 4. And then the principal goes, you can't tell students what and what not to think. You know, this is a new time, a new age. And they fire the teacher. So they fire the teacher. And then the teacher goes home and she has a bit of a drink and turns on the TV. And it's like, teacher gets fired because she says 2 + 2 = 4 when some experts say it equals 22. And she yells at the teacher, goes, no, they don't. Anyway, so the end of this, you're super enraged because you're like, okay, I get what's going on. The principal goes in front of an entire news camera. He's like, so we're going to fire you and we're going to give you your severance because it's all fair. And it's 2,000 and next month's pay is 2,000. So that's $4,000 in front of a news crew. Yeah. And she goes, and the math teacher goes, it's 22,000. And the principal just stops and looks at the cameras, and the cameras just look at him, and that's how it ends.